I was driving around one Sunday afternoon. It was unseasonably warm for that early in June. My old pickup truck was running kind of hot. Well, I spotted a yard sale just up the street. I decided I'd park it a while, beat the heat, kind of mosey around, see what all they got. Well, they had all the basic standard things like paperback books and costume rings, and they even had a ceramic bust of Charles and Di. Well, my truck had cooled and it was time to go, and I was walking across the lawn just about to roll, and this old beat-up guitar caught my eye. It was a 32 National with a spider pan dish, and just below the bridge it was painted with fish, and it looked like that old boy was using it as an ashtray. But I picked it up, shook it out, strummed a few dead strings, and I knew without a doubt that that old guitar still had a lot to play. So I asked the guy about what he'd take. He said, "For that old thing, why, for goodness sake, found it in the attic when I bought the house back in 59. All I had was two paper presidents. They was Abe and George and 11 cents. He said, $6.11 will be just fine. Well, I took it home and I blew off the dust. I polished the wood and I sanded the rust and I tuned it up with a brand new set of strings. I'd only picked about a note or two when I noticed that she sounds a low-down blue. All of a sudden I felt the urge to say, come on, play me, Daddy. Play me one more time, like we used to do down on old Broadway, for pennies, nickels, and dimes. Come on, play me, Daddy. Play me one more time." Well, my wife and kids, they were shocked and amazed, and I just kind of sat there dazed. Think that I could play like some pickin' fool, 'cause I ain't never played too many licks. But when I did that little trick, I said, man, oh man, I must have found something really, really cool. But I decided that I was gonna give it the test, so I dressed on down to my Sunday best, and I drove on down to Charlie's down and out. Well, I walked in, I said, howdy boys, would you mind if I try out my little toy? I'll bet you I can make this place jump and shout. Say, come on in, Pops, grab an amp. We'll do a 12-bar boogie with a 4-beat vamp. I started to jam, and I was really digging them tunes. Doing Tampa Red and Guitar Slim and Otis Rush and Peg Leggy Jim. When my solo came, man, I